Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Let's just talk right now about the officiating in the game. Listen, referees do me head because I want to talk about footy players. We pay to watch football because football players are brilliant at their job. Yeah. They're the best in the world. They're fantastic. And they give us so much entertainment. So the skill and everything about football is it's just magical. I absolutely fucking love it. I love watching Liverpool all the time. The fact that we have to constantly talk about officiating in games now, I'm not saying, and listen, some people disagree, and I get it, and you're probably in the comment section, I'm slagging me off. Like, I don't think there's any corruption in it. I just think they're rubbish. I just think they're rubbish. And for that, I want to talk about both goals here, because there's a lot of people thinking, on another day, if that Goodmanson header goes in and we draw one all, I'm thinking, we've been absolutely diddled out of a couple of goals there. So let's talk about the process for both of them and the decisions that were made. So the first goal, obviously, Cody Gakpo finishes excellently. It's a judge that in the just before the goal, Darwin Núñez has allegedly fouled Charlie Taylor. Now, Paul Tierney gives this on the field.
Yeah.
That's the first one. VAR say there's no conclusive evidence apparently to overturn that. I've seen Mark Clattenburg speaking to the TV. He says he thinks it should have been overturned.
Yeah.
He can't see any contact. The more I see of it, I don't think there's contact at all.
Yeah.
It begs the question, what have VAR seen? Why haven't they sent him to the monitor? Because at full speed, I can kind of half see why Tierney might think he's nudged them. That's what VAR's for. Yeah. It's for that decision. So for them not to go to the monitor, just agree with his decision, what were your thoughts on the whole way they've got to that point?
I think when it happened full speed, I thought, oh, this will get pulled back.
Yeah.
But then, seeing it, I mean, they only showed the replay, I think, once before half-time. You looked at it and went, oh, that's a bit soft. And then you've seen it four or five times, and you think, there's no... I thought, well, he swings a bit of a leg, and it's like, but he doesn't really make that much contact with him. The lad himself puts his hands on his head like, you know,
I've messed up there.
Yeah, I should have dealt with that, or why have I fallen over there? You know, it's the merest... Barest touch on him, no one's seen an angle where you go, all right, yeah, fair. And then it is frustrating because it's like, I didn't think they were going to go to the, once he's given it on the pitch, I thought, well, he's not going to overturn it. But actually, when you look and think, well, why not at least say, it's this business. We were talking about it in the match where it's like, to send them to the monitor, it's like they have to have this evidence of, okay, Paul, we think you've made a mistake there. If you know, we are going to show you an image of this. It's like, they don't just want to go, do you know what, Paul? Just have another look. Like, it's like, I don't know. And then if he looks at it himself, he can say, well, I still think it's a foul. You know, at least the power's... The powers with him there, I don't know. There isn't. It's not a foul. At the end of the day, it's not a foul. And I've never been like massively pro VAR or massively like it needs to be got rid of straight. But then you're getting to the point where you're thinking, Steve McManaman said, you know, back in the day, that'd get overturned. The game would finish, and you go, oh, I think that was a bit dodgy. And it's like, well, we may as well be there again because we're still doing that. But there's three people in Stockley Park have looked at it, and you know, and he hasn't had the chance to look at it himself on the screen on the side of the pitch. Like, I think there's enough in it to say that there's evidence that there's at least that he should have a look at it.
Yeah,
there isn't conclusive evidence that it's a foul. So
let him make his own mind up. I agree with it. It looked in full time. It might have been. It's not a foul. It doesn't touch him. I think if I'm the referee, then I would want my VR to say, do you want to have a look? You could look at it and go, I think that's enough of a push. I get they don't want to slow every single thing down, but like for goals, I think it's more than worth saying, you know what, it's worth another look. Darwin's, he knows he hasn't touched them.
Yeah.
You can just tell he knows he hasn't touched them. It was bizarre. Let's move on to the second one then, because this is where things are a little bit, I don't know, the exact rules. Now,
I was going to say, you've got the FA
I'm looking at the rules. Yeah. So like, effectively, the ball is played across. Harvey Elliott scores a goal.
Yeah.
Mo Salah is still in offside position. A judge to have been blocking the goalkeeper's view, which again, I can half understand.
Yeah.
I can understand that. He has pushed offside.
Yeah.
He has pushed with two hands offside. If you're going to rule a goal out for that, which again, I don't know what the rule is, so fair play, but I understand. And again, I saw Mark Cattenberg on telly saying, like, you can't really. There's no such thing.
They can't. There's no thing as common. You can't use common sense,
which again, no. Wow. But then, why are we losing? Is it not a foul? It's pushing Mo Salah offside. I suppose.
Yeah.
Can you give a penalty? I don't know. And then the second thing is, Jay, when Paul Tierney sent to the screen by Simon Hooper, who, by the way, fucking Simon Hooper, he shows Salah just stood offside. Not once has he shown him being pushed. Because if I'm the referee, I'd want to see that. I think I'd want to see. And I'm like, you know what? He is offside. He's been pushed offside. Do we give the goal? Do we even give a foul against? Because it's two hand push. Do I say, listen, you've started to diddle him, I'm gonna have to give him a penalty or something? It feels so harsh on Harvey Elliott and Liverpool to lose that goal because of fella. So now we're just gonna get lads just launching people offside for the next few weeks.
Yeah,
if I'm a defender now, I'm just going, right, fucking get offside. Yeah. Every free kick, get yourself offside, because it's baffling. That. I can't understand why. Again, Sam Rupert, you have to show him the push.
Yeah.
As soon as he walks over, all he sees is Salah stood offside with the goal going in. It's like, as soon as we saw that on the watch, we knew he's gonna disallow that.
Yeah.
And not once did the VAR show him the push. That's it. That's incredible to me. I'd love to know your thoughts.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I think that's, my slight bit of sympathy, we were saying at the game, slight bit of sympathy for Tierney is, he's probably,
it's very hard on him
in his ear. Yeah. We've got clear evidence Salah was offside and we think he's in the goalkeeper's view.
Which he probably was.
We suggest you over to, there's probably been a conversation like that had, and you can't, like, if you keep it as stripped down as that, you can't really argue with that. But actually, they haven't shown the full context of the clip. They've cherry picked this thing, like, oh, here he is, he's offside. You know, end of. Let's get on with it. I just think it's a difficult one. Yeah, you could now take, if you're a defender, take advantage of that rule and say, unless you absolutely, I mean, and he pushes him with two arms. Like, basically what Mark Clattenburg was saying was, if it was a bad enough foul, they could say, all right, well, we'll give a penalty. But he didn't think it was a bad enough foul to give a penalty.
So why are we losing a goal?
Well, yeah.
So, if Mo Salah stands offside and gets in the way, we'd all have every right to go, for fuck's sake, get out, you can't be, you should know better. He stood on side waiting for that cross, and the lad physically pushes him in the way. Salah knows, he goes like, he's straight away, and it's like, I don't know, man. Listen, until someone stops it, centre halves could quite easily push people offside all the time. I think there, if I'm the VARJ, I want him to show me the push.
Yeah.
Would you agree? Well, if you're 14, you want to see the push.
Yeah.
Make your own mind. You might just say, you know what? I'm going to give the goal
it's
there.
It's a significant part of the event. He's which only in your chosen way. To not broadcast it to Paul Tierney. Yeah. Like, you know.
And I hate Paul Tierney. He's crap. He's rubbish. he's the worst. He's absolutely stinks. But like, he didn't get all the evidence. From the evidence he was shown, you have to give that offside, I think, because Salah is he's right in front of the goal. He's about a few yards away. If that was offside, I'd get it. I'm incredulous. That these idiots, no one's gone. Just rewind the video 3 more seconds, mate. Just show him how he's offside. It's I don't know. I just can't get my head around it. And then Paul Tierney can make his own mind up of what he wants to do. Yeah. He's half been diddled by his mates there. They've made him look a bit of a fool.
It's. I mean, I wonder if it's like you could say it's a loophole now. Like even the fact that you can be offside by a toenail is, you could just flick someone's foot offside or
pinch the backside offside. Yeah,
the old Gazza and Vinnie Jones. You know, maybe not advocating squeezing somebody's bollocks, but you know, you could just lean because you can be offside with your armpits. Lean someone forward and then go, oh no, it was offside. Like, and that's not fair, is it? You can't, if you're physically forcing somebody to be offside, it doesn't seem fair for them to then say, oh yeah, that's offside.
Jürgen was incredulous with it, mate, and he couldn't believe it, and I understand it. And on another day, Jamie, like, that could really hurt Liverpool. Like, bad decisions have gone again.
It looked like it was going to happen today at a small point, didn't it, when they had that Goodmanson chance.
Absolutely. And other teams have had dodgy ones against them, don't get me wrong. We've had the worst one because that was the Tottenham one I'll never be beaten.
Yeah.
But like, there's a handball last week, there's all sorts going on where you're thinking maybe, maybe not. It can really impact seasons. It really can.
Yeah.
And I hate moaning about refs because I think generally across the board, they're all pretty crap. And a lot of teams are getting, you know, if you ask every team to name me 5 times when you think the refs have done you in this season, everyone will have a list of them. They really will. So this isn't just a Liverpool thing, although in this instance it is. It just, the lack of common sense is baffling. For you to say, just show him the push. It's 3 seconds rewinded. Let him look at the screen at the first one.
Yeah.
What's Simon Hooper doing? I don't know. He was involved at Tottenham, and again, I don't think his mates did him any favours there as well. Although he did choose to send Curtis off, etc., etc. But it's at a point where whoever wins this title will win the league, and they'll probably deserve it. But I bet you whoever comes second and third they'll all be going, if only that one hadn't gone our way, or that one had gone our way, or you know what I mean? Like, and it feels like, because we're Liverpool fans, we're feeling at the moment, but it feels like they aren't half going against us. You've got the Spurs debacle, you've got Brighton when the lad isn't sent off for some mad reason when they get the pen. The Arsenal and ball, of course, today, there's probably other examples that I just can't even remember off the top of my head, where it, you know, Alexis McAllister's red card that got overturned a few days later. It just feels like they all add up and they chip away, and it's so frustrating, Jay, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I said before, like, we're going to be, it's us and Wolves to be top of the charts for most apologies, but, you know,
Gary O'Neill hates them as well,
the real competition, who's had the most apologies, it does seem, I don't know, it does seem like it's getting worse. Even, I mean, that Arsenal one the other day, I know you've probably talked about it loads, but there's certain things, I think when it's, you can kind of take it a little bit, when you go, oh, well, it's 50-50, it's some person's subjective. But, like, the certain ones, like, immediately when the Diaz goal went in against Spurs, I thought, something's not right here. And then that Arsenal one the other day, you go, oh, yeah, they'll be looking at that. And then you just see the play carrying on, like, oh, hang on, have they checked that, have they? I don't know. I'm just so pleased that, because it could have been one of those days where
Scotland
scores that chance, man, we might go on and win the game. You don't know, but we might end up drawing 1-1 there. And there's a parallel universe not too different to this, where we end up drawing that game 1-1, and you think we could have scored 4 or 5, and 2 of them were harshly ruled out. So yeah, I don't know. It can make all the difference when it comes to the end of the season, unfortunately.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.